What if I told you that 70% of physical aging is completely optional? That a 70-year-old could have the body of a healthy 45-year-old? This isn't wishful thinking, it's science. Recent research has revolutionized our understanding of aging, showing that most decline isn't inevitable, but a choice we make through our daily habits. The body operates on a simple binary code: grow or decay. In youth, our default setting is grow, but around age 30-40, it flips to decay, unless we consciously override it. This explains why we lose up to 10% of muscle mass per decade after 40 without intervention, why our aerobic capacity diminishes, and why chronic diseases take hold. But here's the revolutionary discovery. We can manually switch this setting back to grow through specific behaviors. The human body doesn't wear out with use, it grows stronger. Unlike machines, we repair and rebuild ourselves constantly when given the right signals. This biological insight has transformed lives across America. People who embrace this approach aren't just living longer, they're living better, maintaining independence, cognitive function, and vitality decades beyond what was previously thought possible. The implications are profound in our aging society, where quality of life often diminishes long before death. The requirement to exercise 6 days weekly often creates uncomfortable silence, but it's based on cellular signaling. Your body receives either growth or decay messages. Exercise triggers growth signals lasting about 24 hours. Skip more than a day, and decay mode returns. Consistent exercise eliminates roughly 50% of serious illnesses after age 40, heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and many cancers. No medication matches this effect. The prescription? 45 to 60 minutes daily, with 4 days of aerobic activity and 2 days of strength training. Though daunting, consider the alternative of steady decline into frailty. We evolved as movement machines with unique features like abundant sweat glands and springy tendons. Our sedentary lifestyle confuses our biology, causing atrophy and illness. Sitting over 6 hours daily increases mortality risk by 19%, regardless of other exercise habits. Movement isn't optional, it's what we're designed for. The 6-day commitment offers an extraordinary payoff, continued vitality rather than decline. Aerobic exercise forms the foundation of health, delivering 5 extraordinary benefits simultaneously. First, it rebuilds cellular infrastructure by generating new mitochondria and capillary networks, giving dedicated exercisers the capacity of someone decades younger. Second, it transforms blood chemistry from inflammatory to anti-inflammatory, countering the root cause of most age-related diseases without medication side effects. Third, it elevates mood more effectively than medication, raising your emotional baseline and building stress resistance. Fourth, it enhances cognition by stimulating brain cell growth. Fit people are 10% more cognitively efficient, and regular aerobic exercise reduces Alzheimer's risk by 40%. Fifth, it reclaims time rather than consuming it, providing more productive hours through increased energy and mental clarity. Successful people aren't too busy to exercise, they're too busy not to. Start with just 15 minutes daily at a conversational pace, gradually building to 45 minutes. Schedule it as a non-negotiable appointment, preferably in the morning. Most people haven't exercised regularly in years when they decide to change. While a 6-day regimen might seem daunting, consistency matters more than your starting point. Take John on the beach, a 60-something patient who was severely overweight and unhappy. Worn to exercise or die, John began with just 100 yards of daily walking in soft sand, gradually building to 5 miles. Within a year, he'd lost 60 pounds and found happiness. When beginning, focus on aerobics for all 6 exercise days during your first month before adding strength training. Choose activities you enjoy: walking, swimming, cycling, anything that moderately elevates your heart rate. Light aerobic exercise, up to 70% peak heart rate, primarily burns fat while creating a metabolic zone where body and brain heal, counteracting inflammation. During a simple beach walk, your muscles burn fat while repair hormones circulate in your bloodstream. Consider joining a gym for structure or exercise outdoors where natural settings engage small muscles through constant micro-adjustments. Basic health benefits, overcoming 70% of normal aging and eliminating 50% of serious illnesses, require only working out at 60 to 70% of maximum heart rate. This long and slow approach involves warming up, maintaining a moderate conversational pace, then cooling down. Advancing to fitness demands greater intensity. Zone 2, 70 to 80% of maximum heart rate, allows harder breathing while still maintaining conversation. Always alternate hard and easy workout days as muscles strengthen during recovery. For faster fitness gains, try interval training. After warming up, push hard for 60 to 120 seconds at 80 to 85% of maximum heart rate. Then recover at 65 to 70% for 1 to 2 minutes before repeating. Crossing your aerobic threshold triggers fitness adaptations. Finding intervals difficult? Try a spin class for motivation while controlling your intensity. Most people should target 85% of maximum heart rate for intervals, with those over 50 staying below 90% to reduce heart attack risk. The goal is consistent effort that gradually builds capacity. After 40, people typically lose 10% of muscle mass per decade, accelerating after 70. This condition, sarcopenia, increases fall risk and reduces independence. Yet master athletes maintain up to 90% of their muscle mass into their 70s through consistent strength training. Strength training offers four crucial benefits against aging. First, it delivers remarkable gains. Studies show 35 to 50% increases in just 6 months, even in previously sedentary seniors, helping prevent falls that affect one-third of adults over 65 yearly. Second, it builds new bone tissue, countering osteoporosis, which depletes 1% of bone mass yearly, 2% for postmenopausal women. Third, resistance exercise renews your proprioceptive system, restoring balance and coordination that typically decline 12% per decade. Fourth, strength training significantly relieves chronic pain, with 70 to 80% of participants experiencing meaningful reduction and many reporting complete resolution of minor joint complaints. The mechanism is simple. Weight training creates stress signals that trigger growth and repair when muscles are pushed to fatigue through 10 to 12 repetitions. Modern strength training emerged from bodybuilding culture that isolated muscles rather than natural movements, creating impressive but dysfunctional bodies prone to pain. Today's revolution focuses on movement patterns instead of isolated muscles. We should train for life's actual movements, lifting objects, riding bikes, rising from chairs, not bodybuilding poses. Free weights surpass machines by requiring balance and coordination, engaging supporting muscles and neural connections essential for real-world function. Life demands three-dimensional movement where power flows from legs through core to extremities, not isolated contractions. Strength training is actually signal training, teaching neural networks to fire together. Whole-body training improves brain-muscle communication, making you both smarter and stronger. Before training, warm up with joint mobility exercises to prevent mobility loss. Follow four rules: 10 repetitions per exercise, moderate speed, pain-free movement, and gradually increasing range. Remember, your body isn't just a vehicle for your brain, it's why your brain exists. Move purposefully to add life to years.